Boom, and we're live. Welcome to Amateur Opinions Fantasy Football Show. Thank you so much for joining me. It's your host Deuce. Easy's a bit busy at the moment with work, so I had to do this alone. It's a bit tough to do these when it's a short game week, you know, and it starts off on a Friday night. But you know, we have to keep it moving for you guys, you know. But yeah, thank you for joining me. So, you know, last week was an interesting one. We had the Bamford hat trick and just a lot of differential pieces getting most of the points. You know, the big midfielders didn't get anything. Neither did the strikers. So, you know, except for Son, obviously, and an assist from Harry Kane. But no real big returns. You know, guys like Zaha did the business. So, yeah. So, you know, keeping that in mind, I'm starting this game week 7 with a few of the picks I think will do well. You know, so we'll start off with the defense. I've got Saiss as, you know, a lock for this week because they're playing Crystal Palace, which is, you know, as we know, not the best attacking team there is. They did pretty well last week, but it's not a team I would trust at the Molyneux Stadium against Wolves. It's a very tough game for them. So, yeah, so I've got Saiss as a lock in my deep. If you have him, I'd definitely keep him. He's also pretty much a threat going forward. So, yeah, I would keep him there. I've got Cancelo. João Cancelo, he's someone I brought in this week as something of a differential as well. But I do think Man City should keep it clean against Sheffield away. Man City is pretty good away from home, and Sheffield haven't really, you know, hit their gears, so to speak. Although I'd like to keep an eye on Brewster to see how he does. But, you know, Laporte is back with Ruben Diaz. I'd assume Cancelo at left back with Walker. And keep in mind, Cancelo was rested in midweek for Zinchenko, so he's pretty much a lock with Mendy still missing. So I've got him there. I've got Chilwell as well. Chelsea have kept consecutive cleans. I think is it three consecutive cleans, including the Champions League. And, you know, Mendy, the keeper, the new keeper, has done really well to kind of stabilize, just to give them a consistent goalkeeping goalkeeping performances. That has helped Chelsea keep cleans, as well as them just being more solid. You know, they've kind of, you know, against United, they obviously went, you know, with a back five. Don't expect the same thing against Burnley, but I do expect them to kind of continue with strong defensive performances, especially against a Burnley side that really has struggled for goals this season. All right, next up, I've got Maguire, actually. Maguire against Arsenal. Like, you know, it's been well documented how Arsenal have attacked this year. It's been very appalling. Although Willian is back, but I really don't expect that to make that much of a big difference. I heard a very damning stat, which is that Aubameyang has had 5 shots all season. That's really not good enough. He's obviously had 1 goal against Fulham at the beginning, but that's not good enough. You know, they just haven't. They're playing very defensively, and I don't expect anything different from Arsenal when they come to Old Trafford. They're probably kind of set up the way they set up against City, and how Chelsea lined up last week against United. And obviously Maguire's a threat from set pieces. So he'd actually be something of a differential and a ballsy pick for someone to actually bring him in, because I don't imagine a lot of people have him in their team. So he would be a differential for them to actually, you know, get it clean. And I think they will. Last week I'd said have a look at Telles, but obviously Telles has COVID, so he won't be taking part in this game. But once he starts doing that, we'll have a look at him for sure. Obviously, Wan-Bissaka is another option, especially with the way he tackles. He's a bonus point machine because of that. But Maguire is definitely my pick for this week. I've got Stuart Dallas, the Leeds guy. Leeds have been very good. They've kept a solid shape. You know, beginning of the season they were kind of straight shooters, reckless. But they've kind of now settled into a more conservative and kind of hope to catch you at the counter attack and just by quality play. But they're not reckless at the back. So I've got Stuart Dallas and or Ayling, which is their two fullbacks. Ayling, I've noticed, actually is kind of better going forward. So I'd actually pick Ayling. But Stuart Dallas is fairly equally just as good. So one of those guys against Leicester could be a decent shout, actually, for this week. Even though Vardy's back. Yeah. And then I've got Aston Villa against Southampton. Aston Villa have been solid this year. Obviously didn't keep it clean last week with Bamford going crazy with the hat trick. But I would assume it was a blip. If it's not, then you know Ings can have a party next week. But at home they've been very good, so I expect them to keep it very tight and potentially keep a clean sheet. So I've got Konsa there, who also almost scored last week against Leeds, but didn't. But yeah, he seems pretty solid. And obviously I've got Martinelli as the keeper in my team, at least. But yeah, so those are my picks at the back. You can take your pick there. And then going forward in midfield, I've got Salah against West Ham. You know, West Ham, you never really know what kind of West Ham will pull up. You know, the last away game was obviously at Spurs, which was quite crazy. They conceded, you know, three quick fire goals in the first half, and then you know just came back to claw back at the end of the game. So that's why I have Salah there, you know, to be a threat for a big hole, either him or Mane. But I always kind of keep Salah in just because of the penalties. But they're not really getting a lot of penalties this season. So, you know, Mane could actually be a better pick, funny enough, as a differential as well. That always helps. You know, keeping in that vein, I've got Sterling / KDB. Now, if this was a home game, so Man City is playing Sheffield, like I said before when I was referring to Cancelo. If this was a home game, I'd actually pick KDB. So how City have been for the past couple of years is De Bruyne kills at home, Sterling kills away. And in the last away game right now in the Champions League, you know, Sterling had a goal and an assist, and KDB had a goal and an assist as well, if I'm not mistaken, either that or two assists. But he was very good. So you really can't go wrong, but I've got Sterling in my team. He acts as a differential, and he's very good away from home. You know, that's what he does. That's his bread and butter. So I've got him there. And then I've got Son. So Son is an easy choice. He's had returns, crazy returns this season. So many double figure holes. So I've got him against Brighton, who were horrible in the second half against the poor West Brom. So if they play just as bad, this could be a major hole for Son. But you know, with Tottenham, their last two performances, one being Burnley and the other being Antwerp. Of course, Antwerp, they kind of had wholesale changes. But they did bring on the big guns, you know, with about 30 minutes to go. So they've looked very flat. And, you know, it's always tricky when a team is high-flying and then just fall flat for two games in a row, because it's worrying. Because you don't really know how they're going to turn up. I'd actually earmarked this game as a potential, you know, Harry Kane hat-trick type of game. But I'm now, initially my plan was to actually sell Sterling sell Sterling and DCL, who I'll discuss when I'm discussing the forwards, and get Zaha and Harry Kane. Now this could easily, if I had done this, which I was very close to doing, I was close to pressing confirm, and then I was like, let me just wait for the Champions League and the Europa games, you know, and see how those games go before I make my decision. Because Sterling had looked flat against West Ham, then he looked decent against who did they play in the Champions League? Whoever they play in the Champions League, you know, he looked pretty good. He had golden assist. And then Harry Kane didn't look good. Well, rather Spurs didn't look good. So that's the thing. That's why I kind of like waiting. Also injuries and all, you know. But, you know, so that's why I'm kind of hesitant. I had Son as my captain. You know, even though Brighton have been poor, I need to see if this flatness stops. It might have been just a blip. You know, Turf Moor is a tough place to go anyway. So there's no shame in having a flat game there. But let's see how that goes. But I've got Son in as you know, in any case. So let's see how that goes. Now, if we're talking about form players, we have to have a look at Rashford. He's been insane. He's been on a tear for the past 4 or 5 games. You know, against Chelsea, he could have easily scored and gotten himself, you know, 11 points, but he didn't. But, you know, he scored a hat trick, for those who don't know, against RB Leipzig. A very tactical team, solid, disciplined, but, you know, he just tore them apart. So he's a form player who's 9.5 at the moment, differential as well. I've got Bruno Fernandes in my team, who also looked very, very good. So if Rashford does well, it's likely that the assist is coming from Bruno. So that's the nice thing. And Bruno obviously has penalties as well. When Rashford is in that mood, he can also create penalties. So I would say Rashford is a shout as a differential for people who have balls. But with the way Arsenal line up, which is very defensive, you know, I wouldn't bet on it. But if you have balls, I would do it. If you have him, definitely keep him. Don't sell him, is what I'm saying. And then another person to keep an eye on as a differential is actually Jared Bowen. So they're going to Anfield. Anfield is, you know, a very tough place to go, as we all know. But we need to consider that Liverpool have lost Van Dijk. Before they even lost Van Dijk and Fabinho, they were poor at the back, right? Now with them two gone, it's even going to be worse. You know, there've been talk of Gini stepping into defense, or bringing on the youngster who came on for Fabinho against Midtjylland in the Champions League. So, you know, with that said, I'm sorry, like, Jared Bowen is a real threat to actually get some points, along with Antonio if he's fit for the game. You know, we'll get to the forwards shortly. And another person to look out for is Pulisic, who recently started starting games, scored his first goal in the Champions League of the season. So he's one to look at against Burnley. I'd earmarked him as my midfield of choice for Chelsea. You know, if I was to ever enter into Chelsea, so I wanna look at how his performance is. I'm gonna be interested in that. Saint-Maximin. Now Everton have lost Digne and Coleman at the wing back positions, which is very bad for them going forward and going and defensively. So I've earmarked Saint-Maximin to come in from the left wing to kind of terrorize an Everton team that are struggling, to be fair, in the struggled against Southampton, and will struggle without those two wing backs, as any team would. So Saint-Maximin is one to look at for a differential, especially with Wilson in there for tap-ins from his hard work. So speaking of Wilson, we'll go to forwards. I've got Wilson actually for this game. I still have him in my team, and I do have him as a potential, you know, a big haul against Everton at home. for the reasons I just mentioned. And, you know, Pickford isn't really in a very confident mood. So he's, yeah, so I'd say it's a very, very good fixture for them. It's going to be dangerous for Everton this week. So Saint-Maximin and Wilson are good shouts for differential picks that people won't potentially have. and then, so after Wilson, I've got Antonio, who I mentioned, along with Jared Bowen because of Liverpool's issues at the back. That would be a ballsy situation as well. But if you have him, don't sell him, right? It's one of those things where you just have to just play the game. The Premier League is an interesting league. You know, don't panic. Like, I almost panicked by selling Sterling and I was actually going to sell Calvert-Lewin, you know, for Kane and Zaha, which would have been, it could still end up being flip. I should have done it. But from after the Champions League games, from what I saw, I think I'll take my chances with Calvert-Lewin and Sterling, yes. So I actually don't like Calvert-Lewin for this game. You know, Newcastle are solid, and Calvert-Lewin has profited from Digne and Coleman's enterprising runs. So I actually don't like him for this game, right? Selling him is difficult because I do like him once those fullbacks come back, which is, you know, Digne is only serving one match, but they do play Man United next. So I'm actually tempted to sell him, you know, sell him for the next two games because I don't see him getting anything out of them. I feel like he'll have an isolated game like he had against Southampton, you know, which is... So I'm actually, just speaking about it now, I'm actually tempted to sell him for an Antonio type of guy. I could easily do that. His only avenue would probably be James Rodriguez, you know, crossing for him, creating for him. But without those fullbacks, it's going to be very difficult, man. You know, it's going to be very difficult, I reckon. And maybe Gylfi Sigurdsson will be there. But yeah, I'm not banking on Calvert-Lewin this week. Only reason I'd hesitate to sell him is because of his price. That I bought him at 7.1 and now he costs 7.7. And if I sell him, I only get 7.4. So to get him back, I'll need to lose 0.3 from my bank, which I don't really like doing. But I might think about it in the next couple of hours before the deadline. Okay, let me keep it moving so that I can post this for you guys to listen to before the deadline tonight. I've got Harry Kane as well. Like, I wouldn't discourage anyone from getting him. I wouldn't say it's a bad move, but with how Spurs has been playing, like I said when I was speaking about Son, they've looked flat in the last two games. They scored from a corner last week, so I'm glad I didn't pull the trigger earlier this week to get him. I feel good about that decision. If it bites me in the ass, so be it. But I'm happy with that. You know, Bamford, you know, he scored a hat-trick, is on a high. He's actually had returns for four out of six of the game weeks he's had so far. And he's had two double-figure hauls, you know. So he's looked good. He's solid. You know, I know a lot of people, some people call him Bamford instead of Bamford. But I don't know. I like him. And I have him in my team for this Leicester game. Last but not least, I'd like to have a look at Cavani. Look, if Cavani plays well against Arsenal, let's say he scores a brace, looks very sharp, it's going to be difficult to actually drop him, you know, for Martial. Martial has looked a shell of himself so far. So I don't know. You know, Cavani, have a look at him. He's 8 mil, which is fairly cheap for a top striker. So have a look at him this game. I predict that he'll start against Arsenal. So let's see how that goes. As far as the captain is concerned, I've got earmarked Salah and Son as captain options. I would lean towards Salah, actually. Salah at home against West Ham. West Ham were horrible in the first half against in their last away game and Son tore them apart. So that's why I have Salah as my captain this week. Son as a close second, but because of, actually I had Son was leading the race at the beginning of the week until their flat performances against Burnley and Antwerp. So I think I'll have Salah as my captain this week. He disappointed last week, obviously, against Sheffield. But that's fine. West Ham is a different proposition. And I think without their defensive linchpins, Klopp will tell them, like, look, we might have to get into a shootout. So we're going to need to attack, you know, with verve. I don't think he will be the type to be conservative against a West Ham side. So, look, those are my picks this week. I hope they help out. You know, you have a couple of hours to put your picks in. Hopefully I help out with this episode. So thank you so much for joining us. These are my amateur opinions. Hope you, if you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them. Peace out and all the best.